enough with the polls already. There's a slogan for you. I mean, there's scientific polls, there's tracking polls, there's secret polls, there are academic polls. But then there are just fun polls where people actually like to participate rather than getting interrupted from their dinner by phone calls from pollsters all around the country. There are alternative polls that tend to reflect the views of unscientific communities, but hey, they're Americans. Maybe they vote, maybe they don't vote, but they have a voice too. And to sort of test the voices of some of these alternative polls, we sent our culture correspondent Mary Beth Williams to take a look at some places where they are taking the pulse of America. Mary Beth Williams is also the host of Table Talk at Salon.com. Well, what did you find? What kind of polls? I mean, polls is sort of a broad term, but what sort of experiences, polling, kind of select your president experiences did you find?
Well, good morning. Yeah, absolutely. What's our favorite way to vote in America? It's with our wallets. That's what we've been doing this election. There are a variety of ways we can express what candidate we're supporting and also maybe get something delicious out of the deal as well.
So you went around to retail establishments.
Absolutely. Well, there are a bunch of polls you can take online and out in the field. The Retail Bakers of America, it's their second time around with a poll. Obama is winning 58% to 42%. You can get either an Obama cookie or a McCain cookie. They accurately predicted the last election for Bush. You can go on Domino's. Domino's has a poll. It's for the candidates and also what your favorite sandwich is as well. Obama is winning that 53% to 34%. Second Life just did a poll in September. It was conducted by an avatar, Andy Evans, who's a researcher for the Social Research Foundation. Obama won that by more than double over McCain. But if it's the day before Halloween.
All right, and the outcome is one measure, but also the extent to which people really want to participate is the other thing. Who did you meet along the way here?
Well, you know what? Yeah, if you're gonna get out there, I think a cookie or a mask or something. I went to Party City. Now, if imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
What's Party City?
Party City is your costume and party supply hookup.
Great.
I went out there. Obama is, you can get an Obama mask or a McCain mask. Obama is leading in the sales 3-1 over McCain. And traditionally, whomever sells the most Halloween masks is the victor in the election. But if you don't want to go with the full head, you can also just be a if you don't want to go the full head.
As opposed to the full head and the full body.
Exactly. Because maybe that's not going to get you as much action on Halloween night. You can just be a cute little donkey or an elephant. And I want you to listen to Rebecca. I met her at Party City where she was shopping for her costume. And here's what she had to say.
I thought the donkey ears were kind of cute, and I am a Democrat, so it's something that I would go for, opposed to wearing a Barack mask.
If somebody came to your door wearing a McCain mask, what would you do?
It would scare the crap out of me.
listen to how earnest she is. And a lot of people at the Party City weren't necessarily into the whole mask business.
Right. I want you to listen to Anthony. Anthony works there. He has been watching this for weeks and weeks, and he's going to be voting in his very first election on Tuesday, and he takes this very seriously. Listen to Anthony.
If you're buying it for the right reasons, for, you know, the political reasons, then I think it's okay. But if you're just buying it to make fun, I don't think you should make fun of either one of them. You know, one of them are going to be our future president. I think that's something we should take very seriously.
Ernest Anthony at Party City.
Anthony, for bringing the party on. But there are other ways of prognosticating the race. 7-11, this is going to be their third 7-11.
How does it work?
You can vote with your coffee cup. You can go into any 7-11 and you can get your coffee in a blue Obama cup or a red McCain cup.
It's like Iraq, where you get your thumb stamped.
And it's got to be more accurate than a lot of the voting booths around America right now. Your vote is tabulated instantly. The 7-11, this is their third. The last two elections, they came within fractions of percentage points of calling the election. 7-11 sells a million cups of coffee every day.
Wow. So what does a coffee voter sound like?
I went into 7-Eleven and I watched people beelining for those cups. I want you to listen to two of the people who were there getting their fix in the morning.
By carrying like little things like a everyday coffee cup will show the voters' dedication, and they'll see that there's actually people who are willing to vote for Obama. It's not just a hearsay.
Give me the cup. I'm going to put the coffee onto the blue one. I'm sorry. This is Obama? Hey, Excuse me, I'm going to take a sip.
Very good coffee. Now it tastes better when it's in a blue cup.
Perfect. It's better in blue.
It's
yes,
better
indeed.
In blue. Joe, the appropriately named Joe came in the morning, and he got his coffee in a regular cup, and then when he saw that he had a choice, poured his coffee out and put it into an Obama cup. Obama is winning in this race 60% to 40%.
Wow.
He's beating McCain in every state except North Carolina. He's even beating McCain in Arizona.
Wow, it's great that you've got it broken down. Now, these people sound like they're likely voters, but there are people that are polled in some of the things you looked at who aren't going to be voting at all.
Right. I mean, it's interesting that you mentioned that because, the people who are participating in this, I mean, in the Domino's race, 85% of the people who participated in the Domino's poll said that they were going to be voting on Tuesday. You know, the last election, we only had 60% voter turnout. So it says something about who...
People who don't go to Domino's aren't patriotic Americans.
That's what I'm saying. Real Americans.
Sarah Palin. Thank you. So tell us about the Scholastic poll of young people.
Yeah, these are people who can't vote at all, but they're going to be voting in a few years, and they have a lot to say about this election. Scholastic magazines have been running an election poll every presidential election since 1940.
Wow.
They've only been wrong twice. They conducted their poll throughout the magazines in September and October. Their results are in as well. 57% for Obama, 39% for McCain, and 4% undecided. This was a poll of kids kindergarten through 12th grade, and I spoke to one of Scholastic's reporters, Leah Ferran. She is a high school freshman, and here's what she had to say.
I've heard of kids having debates with their parents on, you know, who they think should vote. And, of course, I think, of course, it has, you know, an effect on them. Because if the kid is with their parent almost 24/7, you know, or a majority of the time, they're going to have an influence and vice versa. I mean, it really is a give and take thing.
Young little freshman pundit there. So the Scholastic poll since 1940 has been wrong only twice. When was it wrong quickly?
It was wrong Dewey over Truman, which was a tight one, and Kennedy over Nixon.
All right, great. Mary Elizabeth Williams, thanks so much for coming in to take a look at the alternative polls. Takeaways culture correspondent and host of The Table Talk at Salon.com.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.